latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are the latest headlines for Newcastle, and forward Islam Slimani could be set to be embroiled in a club versus country row after being called up by Algeria. The 29-year-old forward is yet to make his Newcastle debut after joining the club on loan from Premier League rivals Leicester during the winter transfer window, as a thigh problem has kept him on the sidelines. However, the former Sporting Lisbon player is now closing in on a first-team return, and he could feature in the Magpies' next match, a home clash with Huddersfield, March 31st. Newcastle fans will certainly be hoping to see the January arrival in action sooner rather than later. But despite not playing a club match of any sort since January, Slimani has been called into Algeria's squad for their upcoming international friendlies against Tanzania and Iran on March 22nd and 27th, respectively. Magpies boss Rafa Benitez has previously stated that he does not want to rush Slimani back into action, so the forward's international call-up could become a bone of contention for Newcastle, particularly if he were to aggravate his injury. Moving on, and Rafa Benitez has refused to take all of the acclaim for the success of his January signings. Instead, the Magpies boss is keen to praise his scouting department for unearthing Martin Dubravka, a player who was a relative unknown in England before he was brought in on loan in January. But Benitez has also been impressed with how his scouting staff, led by head of recruitment Steve Nixon, who took over when former chief scout Graham Carr left the club last summer, have gone about their work over the past 12 months. The talent spotters keep the Spaniard updated on the best players available across the continent, while they also provide Benitez with at least 10 potential targets for every single position, no matter how well-stocked United may appear to be in any given area of the team. Benitez said both Dubravka and Kennedy have proven one thing, that the scouting department is working hard and well. We're monitoring some players, and sometimes you get it wrong because everybody makes mistakes, but both players have made a big difference. The keeper is giving confidence to the defenders, and Kennedy's delivery and passes are also giving confidence to the offensive players.